Today, we're rocking and rolling here, CJ. It's Tuesday. We are 2 days away from the Invitational. By the way, CJ, do you know what anniversary this is on the Invitational? Is it like 89 or something?
I have no idea.
All right, because usually that's a thing, but I guess it's not a thing. But anyway, it's Tuesday, July, I think, 16th. And CJ, you doing good today?
Fantastic. It's been a great day so far.
I know. You know why? Because we didn't play golf today.
Yeah, I think golf would have hurt. There's some kind of event going on right now. It's the Women's Invitational today, right?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
The Women's member? Or guest?
Member guest, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So that's... CJ, we have one issue we have to address. Okay. There is a significant parking issue at this club all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get a spot anymore.
Where did you park? I parked up by the courts.
I like to park either right in front of the gym or in that first row down that's a dead end. And I was lucky to get one and someone pulled out. But I'm like, I feel like I'm at the mall where I have to wait for someone to come out before I can get a parking spot.
You just do what I do, man. Like, most days, if I can't find a spot in the first level, I just park Driscoll in. I just park right behind him.
Oh, you just... Yeah, because you know he's not leaving anytime soon.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. We should do that with each other, too.
Yeah.
Although you like to leave earlier than I do.
That's fair.
CJ, we have... this is our third Invitational podcast.
Some would say it's too much.
We've had a couple guests. Well, we got a couple guests today. And we have an off-the-record guest, I guess, that we just had.
Yeah.
But just to preface, we... yesterday, we were able to catch up with Pat Doyle because, you know, he's hardly ever here. So when you get him, you got to grab him.
Odds are we'll see him during this recording.
After all the times we've referenced Pat Doyle, he had a chance to come on and speak for himself.
Yeah.
And so we'll put that maybe at the end of the of this one?
Yeah, we'll put it after. Yeah, he's second billing. Troy's number
He's
one.
Really kind of third billing because we're going to first talk about the conversation we just had.
Yeah.
We ran into a guy who, and this is an interesting perspective, who was on the wait list for the Invitational and not very happy about
disgruntled.
It.
Disgruntled.
Disgruntled is a good word.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this because you're on the golf committee. I thought that we went to medal play so that we could take upwards of 96 golfers.
It was to create room for more teams.
But was there a limit?
I think that we're finding our limit as we go through the years.
We've decided the limit.
The last couple of years was deemed too many teams.
The last where was the pressure point that we decided was too many teams? The course, the dinner.
I think it was a little of everything. I think one when we moved inside for rain last year that it was too full. I don't know if it was specifically a fire
raining,
code issue
it's not
or something.
Raining this year.
Yeah, but you can't predict these things, right? So, you know, we had some weather delays, and it really stressed our ability to finish the rounds.
That I remember.
And then the stress on that. So I think we, in order to field the number of teams we had in previous years, you basically need everything to go perfect.
Okay, all right, and I accept all of that. So here we are the week of. We know what the weather's going to be like. So why couldn't they just take some of the guys at the wait list right now and just add to flights?
Well, I mean, it'd be too late for them to get the gifts and things like that.
Yeah, so. But that stuff, you think, I can tell you right now, the guy that we just talked to would immediately jump in. And I saw the guy who's supposedly number one on the wait list, Matt Dallas, said he's ready to go on Thursday morning if they call him.
Right.
So I don't know. I know you don't have the answers to the CJ, but because this man was so disgruntled that I thought maybe it was worth the conversation.
Yeah, I think some of it was tongue-in-cheek disgruntled, but...
there was a little kernel of truth in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm disgruntled, CJ.
I mean,
because
okay.
My head groundskeeper is leaving.
Yeah.
And that does not make me happy. So, without further ado, we need to introduce, maybe for the last time on this podcast, Troy Noble. Troy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Troy, how long have you been... with us, forget just as the head guy, like in total.
This is my 12th season at a shot.
12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And you are leaving.
I am.
And you are leaving to go back home.
Yep. Yeah. I
to
grew up
Iowa.
In Iowa. Yep. Grew up in Iowa. decided it was time to take the family, get the family back closer to my family.
So you'll have family support at home, yes, that you don't have here?
Absolutely.
And where is your wife from?
My wife is from Massachusetts.
So you had her family support, which clearly wasn't working for you. And so you're going back to Iowa.
Yes, we'll leave it at that.
See, I read right through that.
See, if I were you, I would be leaving now because the course has basically reached perfection.
It's a mic drop. It's a mic drop.
Yeah, it's a total mic drop moment.
Well, it's not a mic drop yet. The mic drop will come this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Saturday will be, I'm going to guess, the best conditions I've ever played this course in.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's putting a lot of pressure on Troy.
I mean, it's already there. I've been here I've been playing here since 2020.
Wow, so you've been here that long?
Yeah.
I can't imagine being here that long.
I know.
Jesus. CJ, Troy, so before we get into this weekend, which we need to delve into, yeah, and the current conditions and what's been happening and all of that, so you're going to be staying until when?
The plan is to stay here. You know, they're going through the hiring process now. I know that. I want to be around to help transition.
But there's a likelihood that you're going to be leaving during this golf season.
Yes.
So it's not like staying through like November or anything like that.
When I initially talked with Chris about it, I said I would make myself available to October.
So you could potentially stay through the aeration.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Potentially.
If you felt like they were comfortable with who they hired and
right,
that it was up to speed, then you would just go sir.
Right.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm trying to do, you know, I've been at Neshonoc for a quarter of my life.
Yeah.
Love this place. It was, like I said, it's kind of a bittersweet moment and it was a tough decision, but I want to leave it in good hands.
That's good. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. So, yes, look, as with probably every head greenskeeper that's ever been, you go through cycles that are pretty much weather dependent. And we've had some serious weather issues here in the last year or two. But this year, outside of what's happened over the last 2-3 weeks, the weather's been conducive, and you've taken full advantage of it.
Absolutely.
You know, before the humidity came in, I know that we had run some greens at maybe 11.5, maybe even 12 stem at one point.
We were up over 12 for a little bit.
And we could feel it. Yeah. We knew it.
Once the humidity kicked in, that kind of knocks us back a little bit.
So give us a sense of that, because we've all been not frustrated, because the course is in such good shape, but curious about the greens have been slow, which is ironic because they don't look slow. They actually look like they're going to roll fast, and then they go slow. I don't know if Brian Smith told you, but he played with me one day, and he couldn't get his ball to the hole. Now, I'm better than Brian, but he is a pro. So what are your thoughts on what happens when we get this humidity?
So basically the grass, with the moisture in the air, the grass takes in extra moisture. It kind of puffs up. Regulators
like right from the beginning. Like you can cut it, you can roll it,
right,
and within an hour it's puffy.
It's puffed up.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we use a lot of growth regulators. We're on a strict schedule with our growth regulators, trying to mitigate, you know, upward growth of the grass all the time. But with the humidity, all of the products that we use, growth regulators, fungicides, they just don't have the life that they normally would in a drier condition.
Gotcha.
We sprayed teas again just the other day because we only got 11 days out of our last application. Typically we get 21.
Wow.
We just saw some dollar spots starting to pop up, so we jumped on it right away just to get that knocked back and back under control. It's just, you know, it's the heat, the extra stress, and the humidity. Just, it puffs up, it just doesn't
I don't know. I'm saying this, but you can contradict me. There's no concern about like losing the greens. It's just this is the way it is.
Yeah, I have no concern over losing anything right now. You know, with that, we're not watering a lot, but we are putting little shots of water on them more often to kind of keep the grass cooled down, keep everything moving. Water cools. So we're putting water on with our wetting agents, helping move that water through the soil, saving roots. There's a bunch of different factors that go into it, but the humidity on the POA in particular is tough. That's the grass we're you know, trying to avoid losing.
Right.
We've done a good job over the last probably 6 years or so of getting more bent grass into the greens.
Yep.
The bent grass population compared to what it's been
right.
in the past is way better now. But we still do have areas, pockets of poa out there that we just, you know, we don't want to see that go right in the middle
gotcha.
Of the season. So.
And we're not really getting a break from this humidity until potentially Thursday. But can you turn it on a dime like that? Like if we do
You'll be surprised.
Really?
It's that humidity drops off. You get right now what we're looking at, obviously we've got highs in the 90s, almost 100 today, possibly close to 100 again tomorrow. One of the bigger issues is the lows at night. We're not dropping below
Correct.
70.
You need it to be below 70.
If we can drop it below 70, that takes a lot of the disease pressure off and just that it's cool enough that the grass kind of settles down a little bit.
Got it. So it's supposed to be less humid Thursday, but we could have residuals if thunderstorms come in.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night, Friday night are supposed to get well below 70. Like
yeah,
in
I
like
saw,
in
I
60.
I saw a low of 63,
so
that would be huge.
Would it be fair to say that maybe Thursday won't be top speed, but you could, but like CJ said, Saturday, you could pretty much do what you want to do.
I'm hoping so.
CJ,
that's what we're shooting for.
You better practice your putting.
My putting's great.
Do you hear what the man is saying? The stimp, he's leaving, CJ. He wants to drop the mic. The stimps on Saturday are going to be ridiculous. What? Give me a prediction for Saturday.
I'm hoping we're pushing 13.
Oh.
I like that.
I will say right now, with the heat, the humidity today, we're rolling at 11 this morning. That was just a double
cut. That'll change by now,
That was
right?
just a double cut, no
yeah.
roll.
Yeah.
And that's we're not backing off over the next few days.
Right, but even that 11, because you just described, it won't be 11 within an hour after you do it, right?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
stick
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
So, 13. That will be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting? I was going to say to you that I've been playing at other courses over the last couple of weeks, and they're all the same. That like I was at Pleasant Valley, which is a great course yesterday, and. Oh, it's a lot like Neshonoc, and the greens looked exactly the same, and they rolled exactly the same. They were slow. You know, not slow, but now I get it. They were slower than they looked like they should be given the condition they were in.
Right.
So what's going to be very interesting, you know, there have been a lot of guest practice rounds over the last week or two, which are going to be nothing like what happens if we can take those greens down.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see who can adjust. Because that's going to be a significant adjustment to go from what we've been putting on to something that could resemble 13. Wow. Thoughts on that, TJ?
I'm pumped for a 13.
I
love 13.
I know. I am.
Yeah.
It still won't be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy, but that's fun. It's really fun.
We had a situation we were playing.
We'll be doing a lot of this.
Please don't do that. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not playing with you. You know, this has been the scourge of golf. These guys to go out there and teach them to do this thing where they use their feet and then they use their fingers and all that. It's awful. But in any case,
it doesn't look as ridiculous as plumb bobbing.
If you no, plumb bobbing is stupid too. I don't do either one. But I agree that plumb bobbing is ridiculous and also not even scientifically accurate. We had a situation we played at Twy here last week and we did really well. But there were, you know, my opinion was that our quick greens work to our advantage, obviously.
Yeah.
And we had a guy who was above 10, let's say 10, 12 feet above the hole on 15, which, as you know, should be death,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And not only did he not just get the ball started, he actually hit it, and it stopped 5 feet below the hole. And I'm like, if this guy only knew how bad that could have been.
Yeah.
You know? But they'll find out.
Yes.
They'll find out.
The weather looks good. Like you said,
yeah.
we did have a chance of some thunder showers, but I don't think...
That would just
as
be
As long as
Thursday?
Our temperatures drop off, yeah, it looks like Thursday night possibly.
Okay.
As long as the temperatures drop off, like they're saying, they're going to lower to mid-80s, I think that'll...
I think everybody will be happier too, because
yes.
it is hard to play in this weather. CJ and I have played a bit, and
Whoa.
you get that day, we had played 27 holes, which is just ridiculous. And then we went and did it, well, I went and did it again yesterday,
yeah.
but... It wears you down.
Yeah.
You know, it's the humidity. It's just so oppressive. And it doesn't, I don't think it helps the ball fly. Absolutely not. So the other thing, which you guys have done a tremendous job with, is the rough, which obviously I gather this weather helps the rough. The rough is insane.
It's thick.
Yeah.
We have been in situations where we are spending time looking for balls that we know were 5 feet off the fairway because you have to be like right on top of it to find it.
Yeah.
And what we found, and you probably know this, is when the greens run quick, like you expect to have them, you can't really hit from the rough onto the greens because rough tends to have a topspin,
mm-hmm.
and then you're just going to run right off the back of the green.
Right.
So it's a whole way, different way of playing the game.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fascinating.
We're doing our best to keep up with the rough mowing as well. We are still cutting out.
Are you fully staffed, yeah, like with your, you know, the guys you usually get, the college kids and all?
Okay. Yes, we've got a great staff again this year. A bunch of guys.
I know you have some of the old guys, you know, the veterans, but you fill in with college kids and all, but you were able to do all
guys,
that.
A bunch of guys that we had last year that were great came back this year. Some of them brought friends with them. Got a great atmosphere going down there. Everybody's working together. They're all kind of feeding off each other. Everybody's super.
They feel like this is
week.
A big thing for them,
absolutely.
Too, right? And I think
absolutely.
My guess is, knowing, I know you get a kick out of this, but I would assume everybody, as they hear people say, oh my God, this course was whatever, so hard or so awesome, whatever, that's a big thing for you guys,
yes.
too.
Yes.
And I assume that's exactly what we'll get, because other than those greens slowing down, the course is just in tremendous shape. Really,
yeah.
tremendous shape.
It's, you know, when we can control the water, it makes a big
that
difference
helps.
For
yep.
us. So.
Yep. Siege, anything else for Troy? He's got to, you know, he's got to get home and start packing. And
no, man, I'll just say it's been really awesome, like, being on the golf committee and getting to learn a lot about what you do and just see what a great job you and your whole team does, and I just appreciate you and respect you a ton for the awesome work you do. And I know that a lot of the challenges from the last few years that popped up, and just want to know how much everyone appreciates you here. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you were there thick and thin and answering questions, and you know, I think everybody, look, not everybody understands, but I think a lot of guys understood. It just I was concerned after all the rain we had that we would never get this course back.
Oh, there was you were talking about at our last meeting, there was Moss, Dollar Spot, and then there was the one that sounded like absolutely terrifying. What was it?
Pythium Blast.
Pythium, yeah.
That's the big worry this when we're in
is that the,
periods like this with
the
highs
fungus?
In the 90s. Yeah, highs in the 90s. Temperatures don't get below 70 at night. It's a scary one, but we're all covered with our applications.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, we're...
But you were saying, like, that stuff can just spread like wildfire with water and stuff.
If you get a little bit of it to pop up and you have, say, you get a rain shower or something, you get some water moving down the surface of the fairway, it'll go right with it. You'll see exactly where the water
went.
I think I kind of remember. We ever had that before?
We have, but minimal.
Yeah.
Minimal.
But it does happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
So, final, and I agree with everything CJ said. Thank you for all your years, whether you were the head guy or not. And you might have been there that day, I don't remember, but I think I might have told you this story, that one invitational, when Greg Cormier was still here, they did the stimp on the ninth hole, and I think they did that on purpose so people would be curious. And, you know, the stimp, I don't know if a lot of people have seen how it's done, but it looks like a matchbox car thing, right? It's pretty simple.
Yes.
And all you do is roll out a golf ball and see how long it goes for, right?
Yeah,
and that
so
average measurement is the stimp, right?
Yeah, the stimp meter is just a piece of metal.
You find a
with
piece
a notch
of flat
measure
area.
Out.
And
yep.
And so I was interested, and I kind of meandered over, and it was him. It might have been you. I don't remember who else was there. Three, four guys. And I go, so? And he looks up at me, and he goes, you guys were so effed. And I'm like, I was so pumped at that point. Because, you know, you worked with him. And you've been a lot like this. The joy he got out of, like, stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's very cool. That's loving your job.
A lot of people ask for it, so it's, you know, this is...
Oh, they got to be careful what they ask for.
This tournament with the ability to have the course closed, you know, once play is done,
right.
to be able to get out there and do extra in the evening makes the world of difference that it really takes to get to those points. And so it's fun to be able to push it a little bit and try to get there.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to it. We're T minus less than 48 hours right now. Wow. And well, not us, because we're all off in the late wave going off. Oh, we'd already be teeing off at this point. I could be teeing off exactly 48 hours from now. So we're looking forward to it, Troy. Thank you for your time. CJ, do we have any other? Oh, I did speak to Brian, and there have not been any changes to the flights. Okay. I mentioned yesterday there might have been other ones, except for there was some change on the fourth flight and the fifth flight that affected the someone moving down. Guess who it was? Angelo Libertini.
He's in the fifth flight now?
No, he is now in the fourth flight.
Oh, okay.
So Ange has moved into our wave.
Yeah, that's good.
What could go wrong with another drinking buddy here for the fourth wave?
Well, at least he's not in the third flight.
He's not in the third flight. Third flight is a Crooker was here today.
Complete maniacs. And
yeah, he's getting picked up in an Uber at 10 a.m. on Thursday. I said, so you're getting here late. You're going to get into Gary's at 10:15. Yeah. So anyway, what time are you getting here, CJ, on Thursday?
My tea time's at 12:30, roughly. I'll be here at 12.
Are you first out?
I think I'll be the last of the first flight.
Well, when does the first flight tee off start tee off time?
I think Brian said 12 to 12:30.
Oh, 12 to 12:30. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that means I'm going a lot. I thought 12:30 was the first start time. I'll check with him. Well, I don't know. I'll have to check. Anyway, anything else? We've covered pretty much everything. I don't think we really need. We're not going to probably have another podcast until we have some results.
I think that's smart. Yeah.
What we might do since we're off Saturday afternoon, we could jam one in Saturday morning, which would be good because we will have gone through the first 2 days.
Yeah, we'll schedule it out. I have some other stuff going on in the weekend, but
you're busy, guys. Yeah. All right, Troy, thank you. Cam, as usual, thank you. You look great in your long pants today. I appreciate that. And sign us out, CJ. Don't forget, we got to...
We have Doyle.
Right, so we did yesterday. We were here. Was he yesterday? Yeah. Or 2 days ago? It was 2 days.
2 days ago. It was Sunday.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And Pat Doyle came walking in and needed to defend his honor because we talk about him almost every podcast.
Yeah.
So he sat down for a good 10 minutes, I think, and opined and said some things I wasn't happy with, but we're just going to let everybody listen and form their own opinions.
Yeah.
So that comes next, and then I guess you just sign us out now, and we'll run the Pat Doyle thing.
Yeah, just imagine I'm saying peace, love, and reciprocals after you listen to Doyle. And I'm not going to do any heavy editing because...
We're not doing any editing. You're just going to cut and paste. Come on.
All right. I'm out. We're out.
So, CJ, as part of Invitational Week, we love to bring guests in. And this is rather unique. We have a guest from, what did you say that Prestwick means in English?
Hot garbage, laddie.
We have a guy that is at the bottom of the hot garbage flight. It's only a surprise that we caught him on the right day because we do this in the lounge where he is almost every day. None other than our good friend, Pat Doyle. Pat, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott.
It's great to see you, Pat. You still haven't gotten a haircut, even though I gave you $20 for that haircut. Patty, how's your golf game?
It's volatile. That's a good way to describe it.
It's Prestwick.
Prestwick is right. Hey, I remember seeing you indoors. We might have mentioned this on a podcast. Well, you were just banging balls into the ground working with Mackenzie Wells. Do you think that helped you?
It has helped me. Last year, I was hitting at about 165 yards into the woods on the right. Now we're about 210 yards either in the shit on the left or in the fairway.
Power fade.
So
I've seen him hit. He's hitting the ball way better.
You and I went out and played.
We have
right now 101. Wait, you and I have played golf together?
Yes, we have.
I don't remember.
You played with me and Sammy.
I am sure I blocked that out of my mind. But if you and I went out and played right now, what would you? If we were going into the cup, which you're going to have to do this week, I don't know if you're aware. What do you think you posted?
Low to mid 90s.
Okay.
From the blues, I get to play from the whites.
If you carded a 91, you'd be thrilled.
Yes.
Okay.
I shot an 88 a couple weeks ago, and I was very happy with that.
Patty, you're in the hot garbage flight, which means you get to play from the whites.
Yes.
That could be big for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you realize that you may go down in the record books as the youngest man to play from the whites ever? So good for you.
You know what? The only reason I can't be is because last year when I was a year younger, I played from the whites. So I still might hold the record.
What's it like to play this course from the whites?
I've only done it a couple. The three times I've done it was last year in the Invitational.
On the second hole, you can like drive the green. It's got to be fun.
Two's a big one. 16's a big one.
Yeah.
17 can be big.
17, you're like right up front, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever played from the whites?
Yeah.
Well, we used to play from the whites during the Twi, right?
Yeah, we tried that one year. That was a bad idea.
But it wasn't really whites. It was almost like the chairman tees.
Yeah.
Or the, whatever they call those. The ones in between.
Oh, we did. We did the president's
tees.
Yeah.
But
it was, that was a big difference because we had whites on 2 and 16. And for the first time in my life, I was hitting a wedge into 16, which makes it way easier.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, for me, it was great because I was at the time like a 16 index, so I was getting a stroke on 16.
What's your index, right? What's your low that you're playing? Why am I asking? I have it right in front of me.
I am playing at my low right now, 16.3. A 12-month low and what I'm at right now are one and the same.
You're right. You're kind of in the middle of your flight. Yeah, you're right there. You're you guys are playing at a combined 30.4.
That's correct.
Hey, I would literally have to play four rounds to have 30.4 shots. Who's your partner? Connolly.
John Kevin Keneally.
Kevin.
Yes.
It's put down here as one name.
It is one name.
It's one name, John Kevin?
John Kevin.
Wait a second.
Yes.
That's a name?
John Kevin.
Is it
John Kevin at
the club? Have you ever seen this?
No.
His name is John. It's not like John dash Kevin or John capital K Kevin. It's John Kevin. It's John Kevin. Could be pronounced John Kevin. John. Is that correct?
That's weird, man.
Am I reading that right?
He could have put it in that way. He dropped out in the 10th grade, so...
Wow. Okay, that does explain something. So that explains how he knows you too, Patty. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't
like...
I think we'll be competitive. I don't recognize a ton of names in this flight, to be totally honest.
Well, they certainly don't recognize his. They don't even recognize it as a name, I'm guessing.
I think we'll be very competitive here.
So the guys you have in your flight who... Well, you can't win because you got Dancer and Tinsley in your flight. We already went through that.
Okay.
And you've got... Justin Fishlin, it's good. You got Steve Michael. I think that's your CJ pick. It's a hot garbage flight for a reason. But you guys will have fun. Pat, I think you're going off Thursday early in the morning, and then sadly Saturday early in the morning. Will you party on Friday night and just come and just deal with it as is on Saturday, or will you leave early and be ready to go? Or will that depend on if you're at the top or the bottom?
It'll be 100% dependent on how we
do. So let's say you're winning your flight Friday, right? You're at that thing. You got your... Are you married?
No, I'm married. You've met my children. You've met my wife. You've met my children. You might want to get checked for dementia.
Whoa, that's a serious charge. All right, so you got your wife and your John Kevin.
Yes.
And is he married?
He's married.
Is his wife's name like, you know...
Bridget.
Donna Linda or something like that?
Normal.
Or?
Good Irish family. Okay.
Mary Megan.
And, you guys are just having a blast, and you're just going to pull the plug at like 9 o'clock and go home and go to bed? That's not going to happen, Batty.
If we're first in our flight, no.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
So you're just going to, you're coming hungover, and you're going to do the best you can.
Hungover, maybe do a little toke. Before we tee off,
I'm predicting last place for
steam room, yellow Gatorade, and you're. It's like you didn't.
Next year we're gonna call this the John Kevin flight.
John Kevin flight. Well, I think we might rename the McGavick third flight to that.
What the John Kevin?
The John Kevin flight. Yeah. Doyle, let's do some word association. I'll say something. You just say the first thing that comes to your mind. No filter. I'm just gonna go. Just do a few of these. Start easy. Golf.
Frustrating.
Veltins.
Tasty.
Gary's.
Mecca.
I was going to say home for him, but...
Scott McGavick.
Misunderstood.
Oh! A measured response from Doyle.
What the hell is that mean? I thought you were going to say overwhelming. Oh, wait, that's Gary.
No. I think you...
I'm not misunderstood at all, Patrick. I think pretty much everybody gets who I am.
Yeah, but you're a lot of bark. You know, there's actually a documentary on...
On me?
On Bill Parcells, where Lawrence Taylor describes... everyone's talking about how rough around the edges Parcells is, and LT says he's just a big pussycat. And that's kind of you.
Okay, well, he can get away with that. You cannot. All right, Patty. Well, this was great. We're going to end on a good note.
I'd say drop the cat, but...
Oh, what, CJ?
I'm just trying to keep it PG here. Yeah. I know you have an audience. Very
yes,
diverse.
We do. We have women and children listening to this podcast. All right, Patty, anything else before we sign out? Good luck over the weekend.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're going to need a hell of a lot of it. And from a guy who's misunderstood, you know, I'm signing out. CJ?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad we got
We got to go on to our next guest.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Pat.